Give me a beat. Thank you for pushing play. You are listening to episode 28 of the Rarity is Fundamental podcast. Teach me how to Dougie. No one really cares about the guy on the bottom. No one really cares about the guy beneath. What's up, Internet? This is the Rary is Fundamental podcast, episode 28, recorded on August the 13th and the 14th, 2015, brought to you by the Happy Hour Network and Rary.net. I am your sexy party host, Ray Moraldi, but most of you know me as Ray Ray. If you don't know about this podcast, well, I am an NBA online writer at large, so you're going to get a lot of basketball talk in this show. However, I like to talk about other things that interest me, like pop music, teen dramas, Saturday morning shows, anime, video games, etc. I talk to friends and personalities, mostly sports personalities, about this sort of thing. Basically, the fundamentals of life. Also, although this show won't have any of this today, I normally have a few segments to keep this thing spicy. Adam Jacoby, a good friend of mine, has a segment called Storytime of Adam Jacoby, where he tells a scintillating story with a twist ending. I also have Girl Talk with the Gal Pal Squad, where I talk to different members of the group called the Gal Pal Squad about various things. As of late, it seems to be about my dating life and fashion. And I have Kicking It Old School with Ray Ray and EJ, where a good friend of mine, EJ Christian, gets nostalgic on y'all by talking about something popular from the 80s, 90s, maybe even the 2000s. That's what Rary is Fundamental is all about. And I have a bit of time to fill here. My guest is Sheila McKiley, who is a freelance sports broadcaster. We'll talk to her in a bit. But what kind of gets me sometimes is that the fact that people think it's easy to do what we do on the media. And I don't think it's easy to do Sheila's job, and I don't think it's easy to do what I do. I can't speak for Sheila, but I definitely know that what I do is not easy. Just like most other jobs, it takes a lot of work to do well. And, you know, I think Matt Moore, on the first episode of this podcast, sort of disagreed with me on this. But I don't think you can plug in anyone and expect the same results when it comes to writing about the NBA. I mean, you can plug in any hard worker, anyone that knows about the sport, sure. But I don't think you can just plug in, like, a Laker fanboy and expect them to do well, you know? I've gotten this in my first few years of writing online about basketball. They always say, I can do your job. You kind of have to take off the fan goggles when you're doing this. You can't be blind to whatever's around you. You can't just say, oh, Kobe is the best right now when covering the league when he hasn't played much in the last 2 years. You can't say Dwight Howard sucks when, while he's not the player that he was in Orlando, he can still affect the game defensively. And not only do we study nearly every player in the league, but we watch a lot of games. You've seen us with the hashtag League Pass Alert nearly every day on Twitter. We really do watch a lot of games. Sometimes we even rewatch games just to get tendencies and movements from certain players. We look up a lot of stats, most of them do advanced stats. It's not easy. For a lot of us, this is what we do for a living, and some of us do this for free in hopes of turning this into a living. But quite frankly, there are very few things I'd rather do than this basketball thing. I'm just saying that it's not easy. And we have to find creative ways to talk about the NBA because it's tough to stand out in the crowd, you know? So, anyway, I talked to Sheila about the upcoming NBA schedule, her interview style, if we take sports too seriously, her basketball game, and her dancing game. Let's get into it. Scratch.
Ray Ray is Fundamental, episode number 28. On the line with me, a good friend of mine. She does some freelance sports broadcasting, sports interviews, and you can basically see her everywhere in the basketball world. It's Sheila McKiley. How's it going?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm tired. It's the never-ending off-season and everything, and at this point, I'm just waiting for basketball to come on, at least NBA basketball, because I know people will tell me, oh my god, but WNBA is on. But seriously, I never know when the WNBA is on. Like, I like watching it. Yeah. I like watching WNBA when it's on, but I just never know when it's on. You know, it's like, you know, you just turn a TV on randomly, you turn NBA TV, it's on there, but then it's like, I don't know when the schedule is. It's like during the summer, I guess, but still, yeah, it's not.
Yeah, it's really short. It's like 3 months, right?
Yeah.
In the summer.
And I can relate to WNBA more because I'm 5'7". I can't dunk or anything like that. I can't do it. I can't, you know, do high flying moves or anything like that. So, you know, I like watching the fundamental play of WNBA. And yeah, so it's the offseason NBA. Like, how are you handling this yourself?
How do I what?
How are you handling this yourself?
Honestly, I was just thinking about it this past week. I'm a little bored. Because up until summer league and maybe like a week or so after, I was traveling a lot. I was covering different events because I cover AAU basketball too. And so there's a lot going on in the summer. But the past couple weeks, I haven't had any events to do or any big interviews. And I'm kind of antsy. I'm ready for the college basketball NBA to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not handling it so well right now.
You mentioned you mentioned college basketball AAU. What do you like to cover the most? What are your favorite events to cover?
Well, I mostly do interviews. I don't necessarily cover a single team or things like that. So when it comes to interviews, I really like doing NBA the most because I feel like I have more freedom to do interviews with those guys. There's more information on them. They're better at handling interviews, and more people care about NBA players than they do about college players or AAU kids, and so the reaction I get to those interviews is more fun. So I like doing NBA. With college, I feel like more people care about the teams than they do about the individual players, with the exception of a handful of guys. So it's a little different, and I feel like at that level they're kind of nervous and a little more closed off when they do interviews. And AAU kids are actually really open, but sometimes they're a little too open, and so you lose control with those guys because they just get extremely goofy, which is great. But yeah, NBA is my favorite.
Was this your end game to begin with, when you were a little girl? You're like, I'm going to go interview basketball players when I grow up. Is that like your, basically career goal?
It wasn't my career goal growing up at all. I actually wanted to work behind the scenes ever since I was like 12 or 13. I really wanted to be a publicist and work with athletes, behind the scenes. And so I never ever had this goal of interviewing players. And then I kind of fell into it my junior year in college. And it took me a while to kind of make the transition mentally that, okay, I'm going to start doing interviews and move away from marketing and PR, which is my, where I have most of my experience. But now, yeah, I think that's my career goal because it's really fun to be able to get these guys to open up and show a different side and connect fans to these guys that they look up to and help them relate to them in a more human way, which is something that until recently I don't think we've been able to see a lot of in the media.
Yeah, I mean, those interviews are kind of fun because it's like people always see these athletes as like, you know, superhumans and all they do is play basketball. But no one ever sees them as like a brother, a friend, a cousin, a father, whatever, you know, that sort of thing. So it's nice to see a normal human side of them because, you know, people already get to see that.
Exactly. And even myself as a younger kid, I always saw these basketball players as superheroes. Like, the things that they could do to dunk as a young kid, I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. And I just thought that they must be so different. And I just had this idea in my head of what these guys were like. And then when I finally started working in sports and being around them, you realize that they're just normal people. Mm-hmm. And being able to show that, and some of these guys are super quirky and just different, and being able to capture that for the fans that don't have the access that you and I have that aren't around them, that's something really special because when you can connect to them and you see this more human side, but you're also aware of the hard work and everything else that goes into them getting to the place that they're at, I think that's really inspiring because you realize that, you know, they're like you and they go through the same struggles and they do the same things on their free time and whatever else. So even though I've done mostly goofy interviews until now, I hope to start doing some more in-depth personal interviews and showing that side because that's important too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I like those goofy, quirky interviews. Obviously, I'm a quirky person and everything, because again, it's like people take this thing too seriously sometimes. They do. It's supposed to be fun, and we've been in media for a few years now. It's like, man, like when we go on Twitter, I make a joke about Kobe Bryant, and then people are ready to kill me. It's just like, hey, wait a minute.
I don't get that, because I never took sport that seriously. I've always enjoyed watching, but for me, it always was entertainment. Mm-hmm. And I always looked at it as something fun, as something that you do for fun. So when people take it so seriously, I mean, I kind of get it, but I can't relate. And so I like to show the lighter side and kind of remind people that at the end of the day, it's fun. It's entertainment. That's what it's created for. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when the Lakers lose, it's like people are always asking me, how do you fix this thing? And I'm just kind of like, I'm just worried about what I'm going to eat for dinner,
And then they get mad. Not that serious.
Yeah, and then they get mad because it's like, well, why do you care about your dinner? I'm like, well, I want to eat. I want to live. That sort of thing, So, yeah.
But ball is life, but it's, there's more to life. So.
Yeah, exactly. did you play basketball?
I did. I played in middle school and in high school up until mm-hmm. my junior year, but I was never very good. I played volleyball as well, and that was my sport, and I played club volleyball, and that's what I was really good at, and I still love playing. But when it came to basketball, not so much. Didn't have the skills.
I feel like you're hustling me here, because, I'm going to challenge you to horse or one-on-one or something, and you're going to say you're not very good, and then you kill me, 15-0 or whatever on one-on-one.
I mean, I don't think so. I'm not that good. And then recently, this past year, I started doing some training lessons with a group of people, which ended up being a joke. But I decided to try to brush up on my skills and ended up in this, beginner's class that, they were teaching us what the sideline was and with where the free throw line was. And I was like, oh, shoot, probably not. Not the class I should have been in.
Right. Yeah.
I suck.
So, yeah, right. Let's have a scouting report on Sheila McKiley. what's your biggest strength in basketball? Like, what can you do? Are you a good shooter, a good defender? Be honest with me here.
A good defender, but I still don't think I'm good. But that would probably be my best strength.
How's your jumper? Because if I play you on horse, and I might just start shooting jumpers if you say you're weak on that.
I'm kind of weak, yeah. Uh-huh. I you're not believing me, but I really do suck. I'm not trying to be humble. Keeping it real.
Okay, one of these days when we get together, whether it's in LA or in Summer League or something like that, I'm going to play you horse, and we'll see if you're actually lying to me or not. Because I've fallen into this before, where it's like, oh, I suck, and then they kill me in basketball or whatever, it's horse or whatever.
Like, that's their strategy. They want you to think they suck so they can
Yeah, exactly. 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 Did you watch Why Men Can't Jump?
Yeah.
Billy Hoyle. exactly. It's like they think he's not good, and then he shows up and, was actually really, really good. The problem is that he couldn't jump. But other than that, he was really good. So I hope you're not pulling any Billy Hoyle on me or anything like that.
Well, we'll just have to find out when we finally play.
Yeah, exactly. So the NBA schedule came out yesterday. It's August 16th right now. I know it's a little early, but are there any games you're looking forward to watching?
There's a few, probably the same ones that most people are looking forward to. I'm definitely looking forward to the Warriors ring ceremony. I just think that'll be a cool moment for the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I can't be a bandwagon Warriors fan, people give me a lot of crap for this on Twitter, especially the Warriors World guys. But
ring ceremonies are cool, though. It's like, that's a cool thing to watch. Like, you see all these, all these players finally get their rings, or maybe the first of many. It's like, it's always a cool thing to watch.
Yeah, and it's my home team, born and raised in the Bay Area, so. I guess I can kind of have a moment, and I'm the biggest Draymond Green fan ever, so I'm kind of excited for him to have that moment. But that's one game. I'm excited for. And then the Christmas game with the Cavs and the Warriors, just to have a rematch because that was so fun to watch last season. And then there's some teams I'm looking forward to watch more than games. I want to see a lot of OKC games this year because Cameron Payne is one of the guys who I covered a lot when he played in college. He came from a mid-major. So I'm excited to see how he does. Looking forward to the Lakers game because I have a feeling this would be Kobe's last season. So I'm excited to catch a lot of those. But yeah, there's only really two games I'm really looking forward to. I think, obviously, DeAndre going back to the Mavs will be interesting. and I feel like the emojis are going to come back on Twitter that night, so that'll be fun.
We'll be right back with more Sheila Mikhaili after this break.
It's Kristen Ledlow from NBA Inside Stuff, and I was once on the Ray Reyes Fundamental Podcast. Once. That was enough.
Baby, let me right. Let me love you together. Can't you let the others be? Cause with you is where to be. Yeah. Oh, sugar, where you been? Hanging out with a male friend. Listen, somebody's gonna hurt you the way you love to keep hurting me. We're saying, oh, oh, Sheila, let me love you till the morning comes. Listen, oh, oh, Sheila, you know I want to be the only one.
This is Adam Jacoby, and if you're looking for a morality play, check out Ray Ray is Fundamental.
Yeah, we're like in a different era now, considering like emojis are part. It's so weird. Like that has to be like the. I think that's like the weirdest free agent story I've seen in forever. Basically, what do you think?
Hands down. Yeah, that was the most entertaining day on Twitter that I think I've ever had in the basketball world.
I mean, today probably wasn't, like Blake Griffin mentioned in an interview before, like they didn't really do anything. But for us, it's like, it's super entertaining, like to see all these tweets from all these people, and they're basically entertaining us, like Blake
right.
Griffin would put a chair in front of the door, or would have a picture of like people camping out. So I think they were playing it to the hilt, basically. Like they're playing along with us, basically.
Blake Griffin was trolling us all, and he's hilarious. He's so funny.
He is. You seem to have like a go-to question when it comes to your interviews. It's like you always seem to ask the players about their dance moves. So, what's your go-to dance move?
I really don't have one. I really don't.
You're hustling me here, too.
Dave made me, like, I think it was Anthony Bennett who was the first one to do this, but he kind of flipped it on me. I asked him to show me a dance move. I think he said he did the Nae Nae the best. This was Summer League last year. And then he flipped it on me, and he was standing there with Finn Bular and it was just during a game, and so everybody was kind of in the stands watching us do the interview because we were the only ones doing the interview, and he took the microphone out of my hand and said, I'll do it if you do it.
Uh-huh.
And so
nice.
There was no music. I had no preparation on the spot, and I had to do the Nae-Nae, and it was so embarrassing. Like, it was borderline Kate Upton embarrassing. Borderline.
See, I'm kind of a generation behind. So, like, you guys have to teach me how to do the dance moves and everything, you know? Like, I'm still stuck in the 90s, as you know. So, like, I'm still doing, like, the Tootsie Roll or the Macarena or the Choo Choo Train or whatever. That's what I'm stuck doing. So,
hey,
I don't know.
Those are great dance moves. Those are great.
You guys have to teach me how to do, like, the Nae-Nae, and I still don't know how to do the Dougie or whatever that is from, like, a few years ago.
Oh,
so
that's, you know what? That's what he made me do. I'm so lame. I forgot. It was the Dougie. It wasn't the Nae-Nae. I butchered it. So.
Well, you guys still have to teach me how to do it because, like, I don't know how to do any of these dance moves anymore. I'm like, when I see like a meme or something on Twitter, it's like, what is this dance move? I have no idea what this one is.
So many now. Like, I feel like it's always from Vine. Like, it starts on Vine, and then the next thing you know, it just spreads. And I've learned them all through my interviews, mostly, because I ask the guys, and then they'll just show me some new move, and I'm like, oh, okay. Go home, practice.
I know. That's what I should do. I should, like, whenever I interview basketball players, I should ask them, like, dance moves as well, because I don't know any of this stuff. I can still do the worm, though. So.
Oh, can you really?
Yeah, I still can, yeah.
Ray, that's impressive.
Yeah, well, that was, like, my only, like, because my brother breakdanced, like, way back in the day, and... I would just watch him do stuff, and I'm like, I can't do any of this except for the worm. Like, I would, like, that's the only thing I could emulate other than, like, you know, when I could do a kip-up back in the day, but I'm too fat now, so I can't do that anymore. But, yeah.
I used to really, really, like, genuinely think that I could break dance. This was probably when I was, like, 10 or 11.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I was nailing it. And it was to the point that when we would have, like, family dinner parties, I would clear the floor and make them watch me do a dance routine.
Oh, wow.
But
oh,
I
wow.
wasn't. Like, I couldn't do it at all. I would, like, fake spin around on the floor and pretend I was breakdancing. It was really, yeah, so, I could learn a thing or two from all these guys that I make dance because I don't have it.
Yeah, is America's Best Dance Crew still on? I mean, I wish that show was still on because, like, you know, I could just watch all those guys, like the Jabberwockies and everybody just do their thing, you know? Because they're amazing, but...
I think I watched a couple episodes, but I never really kept up with that, so I don't know. But we have had a dance-off. A dance-off and a game of horse is in our future.
Oh. First dance-off is... I'm dancing too.
Sorry, you broke out during that. I didn't hear you.
I'm just saying, like, first you're gonna embarrass me in basketball, and then now you're probably hustling me on the dance off too. I bet you, like, you're an awesome dancer, and you're just not telling me this. You're talking.
I might have some tricks on my sleeve when it comes to dancing, but I promise you, I'm not lying about the basketball part.
okay. We'll see about that. Right now, what are you watching on TV? Do you watch TV? What's going on?
I do. My favorite show, hands down right now, is Ray Donovan. Do you watch that?
No, I don't. But tell me more about it.
Okay. So he is, he's kind of like Olivia Pope in Scandal, where he's a fixer. So his job is to fix things, but it's based in LA, and he's a fixer for, like, the Hollywood elite. So it's athletes, celebrities, anybody who wants to hire him. Mm-hmm. And so I'm probably going to be really bad at describing this, but,
it's okay. Don't worry.
So he's from, like, he's part of a family, the Donovan family. And the show's kind of based on the problems that his family's having. His dad's a really terrible guy. His brothers are always getting into trouble. And so he's, like, he's getting paid to fix all these celebrities' lives. But meanwhile, he's struggling to control his own family and all the problems that they're having. And there's a lot of murder and drama and money and all the good, juicy stuff. So I love that show.
Okay.
And I also watched Suits, Power...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are probably my three favorite right now, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched, I haven't really been good at keeping up with it, but I watched Ballers with The Rock in it.
What do you think about that?
It's good. I think The Rock has been really improved, like, for the last few years or so, and I watch wrestling, so, like, for him to see the transition from wrestling to where he is now is awesome. So, but as far as, like, it's basically, because did you watch Entourage?
I did, and I loved Entourage, and I was really, really hoping to love Ballers because I feel like it's kind of like Entourage, but...
That's what it is to me, yeah. It's Entourage of sports, yeah. That's what I felt like, yeah.
But it's not that good. Like, it's not bad. I can sit through it and get kept up with it, but it's not... I don't know. It's a little disappointing to me so far.
Yeah. I'll see, going further into it. I'll see if I'll keep watching it or not. But I mean, I like The Rock, so you know, I think every show and every movie has to have The Rock in it because you know it's The Rock.
I like him too.
Yeah. Exactly. I will not watch Star Wars because The Rock's not in it. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. So, Sheila, tell us where you are on Twitter. Tell us where your website is and everything, and go from there.
Sure. So, my Twitter, website, Snapchat, everything is all the same. It's just my full name, Sheila McKiley. Good luck spelling that. I don't know if we're going to have, like, a link to it, but...
M-I-K-A-I-L-L-I. There, I spelled it for you.
M-I-K-A-I-L. Yeah, you nailed it.
Yes, I did.
There you go. It's easy. Uh-huh. And this, I'm the same all across all social media.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a doozy. Like, I just got a phone alert really quick. But if you NBA people must know, but Tayshaun Prince just signed with the Wolves. And I have a story about Tayshaun Prince, okay?
Okay, go.
Because I think I'm a year older than he is, but I went to Bellflower High School and he went to Dominguez High School, right?
Uh-huh.
Keep in mind that we never actually met, but my high school and his high school met in the CIF playoffs, right? And it was in Bellflower High School. And when I saw Dominguez's team, it's like there's no way Bellflower High is gonna beat this team. They're way taller and they seem more skilled. And when I heard the name Tayshaun Prince, it's like he sounds like a basketball player. There's no way they're gonna win. and he thoroughly dominated Bellflower High School. So from then on, like in my mind, it's like I don't like this guy because he killed my high school. And of course, a few years later, he was playing for the Detroit Pistons and he helps kill the Los Angeles Lakers in NBA Finals. So I'm just kind of like, oh, I do not.
So
like
you
this guy.
Still, yeah, you still have a grudge against him.
I still have a grudge against him, even though I never met the guy.
It's okay. That's valid. You have some valid reasons there.
Yeah. One day I'll get him on a podcast and I'll be like, hey, you know what, Tayshaun? I do not like you.
Do it.
No, I'm just kidding. I would not say that. So.
Speaking of the Pistons, but, I'm really bummed that they have zero nationally televised games. I might have to get late pass like, just for that. Because
yeah.
I'm really excited to watch Stanley Johnson. And now I won't be able to unless I...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I've got a league pass for like the last 5-6 years now, so I'm not gonna miss anything. But yeah, it's a bummer that they don't have any national games. I think every team should have at least one, but that's just me.
There's three teams, right? Denver, Philly, and Detroit that didn't.
Yeah, because people do want to see these guys, you know, like even if it's like they're not a good team, but there are certain players in the league that people want to see. I'm sure people want to see the rookie for Denver as well as Philly, and then there's Andre Drummond for Detroit. They have some players that people want to watch.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I guess you can't, you know, accommodate every other team. But anyway, Sheila, we must do this again sometime. Thanks for coming on.
Definitely. It was fun. Thank you for having me. This is Sheila McKiley, and you're listening to Ray Ray is Fundamental.
Thank you so much to Sheila McKiley for coming on the show. Very talented in the sports broadcasting field. Again, check out her stuff on SheilaMcKiley.com. And let me spell it out for you again. SheilaMkaili. I should be on that spelling bee thing that they have on ESPN. Her name is also the same on basically every social media platform, so check that out. As for the show, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. You can also find the show on RayRay.net as well as Stitcher, and the Happy Hour Network syndicates this podcast. I've had a lot of great guests thus far, so don't miss an episode of the RayRay is Fundamental podcast. I don't have much to say other than my goodbyes. My headache is taking a toll on me, so everyone, thanks for your support. Gal Pal Squad, thank you so much for taking care of me. Sheila, we will have that dance battle soon. And just remember, Ray Ray is fundamental, and you don't need a library card to check me out. Until the next episode, party people.
Well, I like the fact that you have a friend, Ray Ray. Game over, yeah!
Moded.